Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Chuck.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Heather.
Hey, we're back for a...
Second time.
Well, it's the third episode.
But we're together. Second week together.
Second week together.
Yes, boop, third boop. Episode, second week together. You're right.
Yes, and this was Cryfest theme week.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. You see your tissues.
Yes, I was emotional the whole time.
But I love, is my favorite week of Dance with the Stars because it gives you an insight on the stars a little more. Because I feel like they always have like this facade of this, they have to act this professional way. And this, you have to be vulnerable on this show. So I think it's so cool when they have this week. So you're able to see a little more insight about their backgrounds and their family life and the ins and outs. I don't know. I like it.
I agree.
Talk about a tragedy that happened to you, and we're voting you off.
I know. This is the one week that should not have elimination.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, come on, be nice.
You should have done it last week and then skip this week.
I agree, because it was so hard.
It was hard. Like you said, they are vulnerable, and you see it on your side, but then you're like, come on, this has to be a non. So it should have been, should the non elimination have been last week? You know, last week where nobody was eliminated, this week.
We just said that, Jack. Didn't we? No?
No, I don't remember saying that. But
no? I thought, when Heather said, I don't know, I thought we said something like that.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It's all right.
We love you. I thought you gave me a dirty look.
Awkward. No, but I agree with you. I think it should have been non-elimination week because it just kind of crushes your speed a little bit. Because they did so well. Like, everyone did
really
so
well.
Like, I don't know if they just stepped it up because it was their story they were telling or what
maybe,
it was.
Or maybe they just had more time to get comfortable dancing and maybe you're not... have an elimination the first week and have them, you know, gain a little momentum, a little confidence, and then you're getting the best dancing you can and not having the dance like, okay, why is this person here? Let's vote them out. Maybe if they had a little more time.
Okay, but didn't we agree with you last week about
that?
We
did, but here's a question. So should that be the same thing with Survivor?
I thought I did agree.
Give everybody the opportunity to get to know each other, and they don't do it that way either. They're eliminated the first week.
I think it's a little different, though. You go going in Survivor, you know the rules that you're... If you don't make alliances, you don't do certain things, you're going to get voted out. This is something complete. How many people know how to ballroom dance?
Not many.
Not many.
All right. So if you go into a dancing thing like this, it's tough, and it's like not only are you learning how to ballroom dance, you're doing it in front of a live audience. It's filmed live.
True.
So and you're doing it in front of a crowd. It's different than doing it at a studio where it's you and the instructor.
Right.
So I think it's a little nerve-wracking.
I see your point.
And I am the judge, so...
All right, Lynn.
I think that...
Do we actually agree on that? Do people actually agree on that?
Oh, yeah, but everyone agreed with me.
Who?
And disagree with you. I'll go back and read it.
Who?
I'll go back... Well, after we get through the recap...
I'll see proof of this. I don't believe
we'll
you.
So first up, we have Frankie and Whitney doing the quick step, and Frankie's backstory is he can't remember things.
But he's never been to a doctor to find out why.
He's had 9 concussions?
Yes.
And seizures, I think, too,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah. Something or something like that he's talking about.
Which is intense. I don't know, that was from the race car driving or what that...
I don't know.
How that brought that on, because he didn't really go too much in depth, but that's...
I mean, his girlfriend or fiance, whatever, or his wife...
Girlfriend.
Was the girlfriend.
Yeah.
They were filling things out, and I'm like, okay, if my significant other... needs to write daily what we've done so that I can recall, I should go have that looked at.
Maybe he's afraid.
It's the unknown. You don't know what.
Maybe you don't want. Maybe he doesn't want to know.
I can understand, like, I don't remember really anything until, like, maybe the birth of my son or our son. From then on, I was pretty accurate. I mean, I know a lot. I remember a lot. But anything before that, I really don't remember my high school years. I don't remember people that, I remember one of my best friends, that's it. I don't remember the other people that I hung out with. I know there was tons. I'm not antisocial. I know a little bit of middle school, and then below that, nothing. I couldn't tell you anything of elementary. I don't know any of that stuff. And like Jay could tell, like everything since he was 2 years old.
Have you gone to the doctor for that?
No, because okay. When I don't like something or things are not happy in my life, I shut it off.
There, you just answered Frankie's question.
Ooh, got him.
Anyway, I liked how Bryan Cranston said he would help him remember.
Yes.
I thought it was nice that he's still in his life after so long. I always like that when you have TV show coworkers or on-screen
because they always
stay together like that.
Yeah, if like they're a family or they want to make... They're friends, and you see on the internet, they'll say 10 actors who hate each other.
Yes.
And you gotta go, Oh, they hated each other?
It just kind of ruins and spoils your whole entire
friends,
like life.
Right? If someone told you they all didn't like each other on Friends,
I'd be crushed because I was like, I watch them like, oh, they seem like such good best friends. So it's cool.
And
that,
they were, though.
Yeah, and it's cool that they are still connected and interacting with each other. And that's so cool. That's when that show end? Like, that's be 10 plus years ago.
But you know, in real life, we all have coworkers that we've worked with.
Yes.
And we coexist, yet.
And we had a lot of fun with and we enjoy.
But I'm saying, though, we had workers that we coexist with. We went to get the job done, but you're like, I can't stand this person.
No, outside of it, you don't hang out with them.
Yeah. True. I think as we see the actors, we think they're buddies on TV. We want them to be buddies in real life.
But when he was a child actor, that a lot of those shows that were child actors, where there was a family-oriented situation, I would think that that concept would kind of carry over.
Well, it just depends on who the actors are.
True. I never thought
of
that.
But no, it's good to see Bryan Cranston, who's a big star.
Right.
Staying in Frankie's life.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was a neat story.
It was a good dance, too. I love the beginning where they interacted with the screen and it, like, did the little sparkles.
Yes, that was really cool. I agree.
I thought it was I would have given it a 9.
I agree with that. I thought they lowballed him a little bit.
I think they're a little hard on Frankie there. Frankie to Whitney. I thought.
But because if you think about some of the other guys that got 8s, and this dance was better than that.
He was the first one, though.
But you know what? It's like that. When I used to coach skating and my skater would be first, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be first. Why are you looking at me like that, you guys?
You don't remember telling this story over and over again?
Well, I'm sorry, but it's the same thing.
It's an interesting story, so go ahead and tell it.
Why don't you two host, and I'll just be quiet since I got my judgmental eyes over here, the two of them.
We were just making eye contact.
And I was but like, a judgmental eye contact.
That's like when I was a judge.
You always do that because it's the first one out, no matter where anytime it's a judge thing, they're always low marks.
Yeah, and I thought he should have got a 9.
Well, since people call you a judge, you say what?
The judge would have given a 9.
Okay.
But 8s across the board, not bad.
No, it was
but
still good.
I was a little disappointed for him.
Yeah, I thought he deserved a 9. Hopefully next week it's a 9.
And did I mention they're doing the quick step?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember. Did I mention I was doing the
quick
step?
You didn't say it.
No, you didn't.
You didn't even mention it. We just went on with it because you weren't doing a very good job as a judge.
Oh, well, I'm the judge. I shouldn't be hosting. I'm the judge.
Okay.
There you go. Next up, we have Terrell and Cheryl doing the Viennese Waltz, and he's giving his backstory raised by his grandma.
Oh, my gosh. I cry like a baby.
And then you saw
Can we just say when you see grandma, I'm like going, yeah, I'm not back-talking grandma.
Yeah, no, I'm not back-talking grandma. She looked like she was like, would not put up with it.
Oh, no, which is awesome. I love that story. You saw like a huge emotion from him. So you see like this football star. You don't see that. You see him kind of joking around, doing his little like celebration dances that he used to do. And so that was heartbreaking. I cried.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yes, you did. But he did a great job.
It was awesome.
It was probably one of his best dances.
It was his best
dance. Oh, yeah, I agree. Just
he was smooth. He was focused, elegant, graceful. I thought it was
Cheryl
great.
Looked like they're on the same page.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just, the chemistry. It was awesome.
8s across the board.
And I thought he deserved those.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Next up, we have Nikki and Artem doing the
contemporary.
Contemporary. Thank you. Can't read my writing.
Obviously.
So she had a broken neck.
I know.
Now it was almost broken. It was snapped or something. Because her legs were going numb or something. Yeah. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because we assume that wrestling is fake. I mean, it's staged, but their falls and stuff are real.
Yeah, the falls and then lifting and everything else, and they're still, it's a sport. I mean, they're still doing stuff. Yeah.
Your great-grandfather loved wrestling and roller derby.
I was a big fan of roller derby.
Were you? Oh my god! I went to roller
LA T-Birds.
We went to a roller derby game. Just he and I. I think the only thing I do remember that was the only thing I think I ever did with them.
But do you remember?
Yes, but he had totally into wrestling. He used to yell at the TV and all. Him and my grandmother would sit and watch it. So it's a big thing. It's been around for a while.
Been around for
forever.
Forever.
Yes.
So I thought it was an excellent dance.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was cool with the silks. And did you know she didn't have this until Thursday?
Yeah, she didn't learn it until Thursday, which I thought was impressive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
That's
what they said. Because I was trying to think when they were showing the backstory, and he kind of had things that he was showing around her face. Like I thought he was taking, like, when they were showing them rehearsing, I thought he was showing taking off her
neck brace,
but it was talking about the silks that were going to be around there. So I thought that was really cool. It was a great dance.
Yeah, I like it. She definitely improved. But that's another part, too. She was showing a vulnerable side, and it worked for her.
Yeah.
Because she has been kind of, her walls have been up. So this week they had to be vulnerable, and they had to show that side, too.
And they've been since the first dance to now, they've become more of a team.
Right. Oh, and then I love how she turned to him right when she was done and said, thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
But eight's across the board. So far, no one's got lower than an eight.
No. Nope.
Which is good. I like this week. The judges were kind of nice, which is nice. They've been a lot better than they were last year.
Yeah, I would agree.
We have Nick and PETA doing the compulsory.
What?
Yes.
What,
is it
Contemporary.
I'm sorry.
You're thinking skating.
This is how you lost your judge thing. It's
you're no longer
know the
judge.
Name of the dance. It's compulsory.
Yes. Anyway, so Nick's telling you how you met Vanessa.
Yeah, it was a nice story.
It was a great story. I thought he met because he did that one song when he was talking about Broken Heart or something like that when Jessica first left him, and she played that woman in there. And I still remember her, like, they should have seen her or something like that, and she was just like, I'll take care of him. I'll do this. I'll do that. So it was just that's how I thought they originally met, but I guess not. So anyway.
Anyway, but the dance was actually pretty, it's his best, I thought it was his best dance.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like these celebrities like came out and just really worked their butts off, I feel like, this week.
I thought it was too. I thought it was really his best dance. I thought it fit his style.
Oh, yeah.
It fit, because he didn't have to do all the different little moves. He could be just more kind of like methodical, is that the right word? Where he was able to learn the steps and he could be a little stiffer, not as, you know, relaxed and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought that fit him well. But then I was surprised that Lynn gave him a 7 and Bruno gave him a 7, because he got 1-8.
1-8. Carry on, an 8. Lynn and Bruno both 7s. I thought if the others got 8s, I thought he deserved an 8.
I agree
with
that.
Well, not to Frankie, because Frankie was probably better than...
Yeah, but I'm saying if the other two got 8s, they all should have gotten... I thought he should have gotten 8s also.
Yeah, I guess.
I was a little
But
low.
He's still not at the level as other people,
as many
though.
Weeks as he's been in. Yeah.
He's still stiffed. He's still...
Yes. That's why I said this was a good dance for him.
Because
he could be...
Not robotic, but, you know...
He could be a little stiffer and not, you know... And so it looked like
he's working his way up.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Lindsay and Mark doing the Viennese waltz.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Tri-fest.
And then when they said that was her dad's hat
and
scarf. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It was game over. Yeah. Game over. It was a good dance. I was very impressed because it was... I liked that they had... The beginning of it with the red balloon and the father and daughter are dancing, and then he goes behind the screen.
Silhouette,
and it's like a kind of like he's still there. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Did you notice that she danced on his feet at first?
Yes.
I thought, and like a little girl doing it. So.
Well, yeah. I thought he was not just still there, but he was watching over
yes.
her. Yes. Because he was the image of him was towering over her. Yep. So I thought he's still looking out, still over.
Still watching her.
Still watching over her. So I thought it was an excellent dance.
I thought she deserved some 10s, but they didn't give her any.
No. I was surprised by that. I really thought she was going to get 10s.
The choreography alone.
Yeah, Mark's choreography is always the best.
He's so good at telling stories.
Yes,
and
he is.
And that was it. Told a story about her and her dad.
But Carrie Ann a 9, Lynn an 8. But you know, he did say, he goes, I hate to be the guy, the crusty old guy, but...
He wanted more content.
He was kind of... You could tell he didn't want to do it, but he said it. But then Bruno a 9, so 8, 9, 8, 9, not bad. So
yeah, he said that he wants to be consistent with his scoring because he's done that a couple times with people and scored them lower because they're not having the content. So that's what he said.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
I don't know if you heard that part or not.
As a judge,
though, you lost that title because you didn't know how to say contemporary.
As a judge,
you lost that title.
I fully support Lynn.
All right.
Next up, we have Sharna and Derek doing the jazz, and his backstory: his daughter had a condition with her cancer
with her
behind
eye.
Her eye, right?
Yeah,
and that's
which is like 10 months old or something.
Yeah, and he walked away from his career.
Yeah, 20 million, I think it was.
Yeah. That was, I mean, that's what parents do.
It's family. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It broke my heart. It was a little girl crying. I was like, come again. Well,
because I think she probably didn't realize all the stories.
Oh,
then,
no.
So then she got to see it all.
That's what he said. I thought
did
after
he?
After their dance, I thought he said that's the first time she's actually heard the story because she was only 10 months old.
Right.
But that's when she heard the story in folds of the whole thing, that what her father gave up for her. So that was very touching. That was awesome.
Very touching.
Very good dance, too.
Yeah, it was
his best dance.
It was his best dance. I liked it.
Carrie Ann didn't think so. 7. And then Lynn and Bruno both 8s.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Next up, we have Jordan and Lindsay doing the...
Contemporary. Dear God.
That was an interesting story.
That was. I didn't know that. So I mean,
so that was his grandparents, right?
Yeah,
and they adopted him. But why would they have to adopt him if it's his grandparents?
Still have to adopt him.
But the grandparents
to make it legally their child.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not legally their child. I mean.
Yeah, I never heard of grandparents. I guess
I've heard grandparents adopting.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Oh. Okay.
Children, which I think is so cool to do that. I mean, you already raised your own kids, and then you take in your grandkids like that.
Maybe they feel bad for his mom that, I don't know if that was their child or her daughter.
I'm not sure, yeah. But regardless, it's amazing that they did that.
That's what family does. Yeah. But, he's definitely had training in dance before.
You think so? I didn't realize he sang the national anthem at the
He's a singer,
Rams actor.
He was in Hamilton, play.
Yeah, I knew that.
So he sings.
Because Lynn was at the game, too.
Yes.
Apparently he was not happy about his seats, though.
Yeah, I know. And then Aaron came out.
I know.
Well, I don't know why. There weren't a lot of people at the game, so fight for L.A.
Awkward.
But anyway, I thought definitely deserved a 10.
Absolutely.
I thought it was an amazing dance. I thought together that he definitely is the favorite to win at this point.
Oh,
he'd really have to screw up not to win it.
Top two.
But Carrie-Anne a 10, Lynn a 9, and Bruno a 10. I think Lynn was still upset. Didn't they say he was still upset about his seat? That's why he gave a 9.
It's possible. Or he's just trying. I think he sees that he's an amazing dancer, but he doesn't want to give all that. I don't know. Maybe all the 10s. I don't know. Who knows with Lynn?
Yeah. It was a good dance. Yeah. Lynn did a great job with that, too.
Yeah.
She did a great storyteller.
Well, again, they work well together.
They do work well together.
I think it's the best I've seen her work in a while, Lindsay. I feel like I've seen it.
She's grown too as a choreographer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I've seen her grow and be able to tell stories, and especially with other pros, I've noticed that they're able to showcase and do more with it than they used to.
Right.
We've been watching the show for a while.
Right. You have.
No, I'm saying that's what we've been watching it for a while.
We have.
So I've noticed.
Well, I've noticed she's grown. She used to be what, 5'5", now she's 5'6".
Not funny.
No. Perfect. Anyway. You weren't prepared.
I wasn't.
Sasha and Gleb doing the foxtrot. And Sasha's backstory was
that she basically was engaged, right? In 2016, the show ended. Beautiful little. I didn't realize she started when she was 12.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I didn't watch it either. But
liars.
I didn't.
But Gleb has really come into his own as a choreographer too.
I agree with that.
When he first started, I don't think he really did as well as he's doing now either.
No, I agree.
And I think that's what you guys are saying about being a choreographer. You don't just have to know how to dance. You know how to tell the story. Like I said, Mark knows how to tell a story.
Yeah, you'd be creative.
Well, and
he's
been doing it since the beginning, right?
Yeah, he's been on the show since, I feel like, the beginning.
Right, right.
But I really liked her dance. It was really a lot better than last week. She was able to move around the floor, like Carrie-Anne was saying. It was
cool with the different doors. She was showing the chapters of the doors.
Chapters of her life.
Changing and... I really enjoyed it. It was a good dance. She's a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful girl. Just gorgeous.
Well, the judges gave 8s across the board. So, not bad. I thought that was worth it.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Vanessa and Mark doing the rumba.
Max.
It was a beautiful...
I'm sorry, Max.
You lost it again. You're no longer a judge. Don't even call yourself that.
The judge sometimes makes mistakes.
3 times? Within the same show?
It happens.
No,
sometimes, it doesn't.
Sometimes as a judge,
3 strikes, you're out.
Sometimes
you're out.
As a judge, you're off your game. And today,
you're out.
We're in the dark.
You're out.
Because I can't have the light on because the LED light that gives no heat. Anyway.
You can't make excuses. You're out. You lost.
Anyway.
Oh.
I love Nick Lachey's song that he wrote for his little baby. That was an interesting story. I didn't realize. I didn't know she went to labor at 29 weeks. I didn't know that whole story.
That's scary. So that's a hard.
And the little babies was shaking.
Oh,
you see, it was shaking. I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah, it was. That's
Nick's
that's
crying.
Hard.
Ness is crying. Max is crying.
Max is crying.
Dear God,
I know, because you never see Max cry.
That was a emotional episode. I'm telling you.
Yes, it was an emotional episode.
Max cried before with Meryl. Remember?
He said he never cried before.
Yeah, he cried because he thought it was gonna be the last final episode. So he cried when they did the freestyle. He cried with Meryl.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you would know that.
I would.
I watched it, but
I thought this was a short dance, though.
It did end kind of abrupt.
It didn't seem like it was as long as the other dance. I could be wrong. As a judge, sometimes we notice things like that.
You
but
can't
I didn't
use
have my
that name.
Watch out.
You're just.
But the judges
Jack
gave
now.
8s across the board. So
no, I was. I mean, it was a nice dance, but I don't think it was one of her best. But they kind of.
No, I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, I think it told her story, but like I said, I feel like they've all done really well, and I don't know. I thought it was good.
Can she win it? When we talked about
no.
that before,
I don't think she can win it. I think she could be the top 5.
Yeah,
but I don't think she can win it.
I don't think she can win it.
All right,
unless something really changes.
And then next up, we have Drew and Emma doing the jive.
This was really good.
I didn't know he wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I knew that backstory because I remember them. I read it in People magazine because I think they wrote a book. I could be wrong.
Everyone's
they talked
books.
About it in the People magazine article when the book did come out about it. That's what he really wanted to be.
Because he was successful at real estate before.
Yes, he was.
He said, nope, I'm going to chase my dream and be an actor.
Right.
And then he said, I'm not making it.
No. And then he came up with the idea of putting the two things together, and that's how they came up with Property Brothers, which is
hugely successful.
It's huge. And I thought it was so cool when Jonathan came out.
Yeah, that
I was wondering why they were focusing on
Emma.
I was like, why are we just showing her?
Yeah, I thought it was so cool, though, like when he came out.
And so, he could have... Remember, I said he should have been the one they picked to be the dancer.
Yeah, or on it too. And it sounded like when Aaron Andrews said something, well, you could have been on it or something like that. Remember,
you turned us
like,
down. We begged you, but you turned us down.
Something like that.
I thought they both did a great job. I thought it was a great dance.
And yeah, I thought it was cool that he brought his brother along like that because it was Property Brothers.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was awesome. They did really well. And that was definitely one of his best dance. I thought it was awesome.
His growth when he first started.
Oh my
when
gosh,
I first saw, I was like,
day.
"Oh God, you're. Oh, this is not gonna be good. This is not gonna be good."
Yeah, you definitely show that he's definitely grown
but
since the first week.
His improvement. Can he win it? Because
I don't
he keeps him. He's one of the few that keep him. I mean, they're all improving.
I think he could be the top three or four, but I still think.
When we first, I'm gonna go back to that first podcast. We thought, okay, he'll last a couple weeks and he'll be gone.
Right.
And he's now here, like going. All right, he's improved, and he's not just improving. He's improving by leaps and bounds. I mean,
true.
He's hugely. I mean, he's just. So can he win it?
I don't know.
That's what makes the show interesting. You don't really know who's going to win. So, yeah. I mean, I think he could be top five and where that leads. I mean, if he keeps going this way, I think he has definitely a chance to win it. He says hopefully just keeps moving forward.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be interesting.
Good question, Judge.
Well, that's why I'm the judge.
Oh, my gosh. We got rid of the name.
They got eights across
the board. I thought he could get a nine in there.
I agree there. I thought it was low ball.
A nine. Yeah. Plus the way his brother was dancing. And
yeah. It was a great little thing, and then – like it told the story how they the Property Brothers and here they are at the end like that. I just thought it was really cool.
So anyway, I agree as a judge. I would give it a nine. Next up, we have Victoria and Val and her backstory.
Oh well, her backstory is incredible.
It amazes me that it got to that point where she couldn't talk, couldn't walk, and like she was just basically
a vegetable, she said. Right.
And then it's amazing that she has overcome that. I mean, that's to me is mind blowing within itself. I mean, if you saw her, you wouldn't picture her in that state. So when they showed that videos,
I know, broke my heart.
And you're just like how? And the doctors basically told her parents that she wasn't going to live.
Did she hear that? Is that what we're?
Their parents told. The doctors told the parents that.
I know, but
she said she heard it. She said
that she knew it.
Right.
Well, maybe she might have overheard it, or maybe her parents told her. I'm not sure. I didn't hear that part.
Or maybe they thought she was so out of it she wasn't. Because they always say comatose patients and other stuff like that, don't assume that they don't know what's going on. Talk to them because they can't hear you.
Yeah.
So maybe she did hear it. Who knows?
It's possible.
Did they ever say that her spine and her thing were fighting with each other? They never said what it was? Or how,
I thought
like
it was
that.
Some kind of disease or something happened.
So it was some kind of virus.
Yeah.
It's amazing when your body goes through. But the good, I really feel, and they say it a lot, is that she was young. And they usually say children can bounce back faster than adults can.
Oh, yeah.
And so that could be it, too. That
as
she,
a
she
doctor.
Was, you know.
Just give yourself titles now.
But just considering, God, where she was at, and then who knew if she was going to even go any further. And she just, I just think it was cool.
No, it was amazing. And that's another, like, pro. I thought Val has been, like, his choreography has gotten really good,
yes.
too, where he's able to do more than he normally did.
Right.
So I was really impressed with that dance.
With the wheelchair and everything. That was really cool.
It was
I wonder if you're going to see that later sometime. Like maybe someone who is in a wheelchair star that, you know, that they would do a dance like that in the future.
Well, they said they have dancing that they...
Yeah, they do dancing.
Yes.
Well, they have sled hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of things out there. That's why it's, you know, it makes you realize, again, that show that last night, even though they are famous and they're on Dancing with Stars, it does
they're
make
human.
You. They are human, number one. And it does make
As
you realize,
scientist.
You know, you're sitting in your pity party and you're thinking, you know, my life was horrible. And you think of the different things that they had to go through to be where they are today, that it gives you and other people opportunities to realize, okay, let's fight. Let's go. Let's move. Let's do it.
Yeah. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought it was an excellent dance. Nines across the board.
And I thought that was well deserved.
Can she win at this point?
I don't know.
Like I said, I feel like it's the people that we have now, I feel like they're really good. It's another one, I feel like, season where you just don't know who can win it. They keep moving forward and progressing. I mean, it's anyone's game, I feel like.
The first couple weeks, you had two or three people. You go, okay, they could win it. The rest aren't. But now you got, like I said, we have Drew moving up.
Yep.
We have
There's about six or I mean, pretty much all of them. Maybe Nick and Terrell. Maybe those guys. But everybody else, I don't want to see anybody else go.
Yeah, I mean, because they could all.
Right.
Depends on how they
Right.
We got about five more weeks left.
Yeah. About just about.
Which is how they grow and how they progress. And
right.
Go from there. All right, before we get on who went home, let's get to some of the feedback. Sarah says, dang it, if Derek Fisher didn't make me forgive him tonight. So she's a San Antonio Spurs fan. The Lakers beat the Spurs. I think it was the Lakers. Lori said, oh, their backstories are making me cry. And then Sarah says, I want to know here on the podcast which backstory made me cry. None.
Really?
None?
I was like, okay.
Not a dementia but one?
No. I kind of tuned that one out.
Oh.
The what?
The dementia one. Terrell's grandmother. That one got me.
I when I heard of dementia, I kind of
You shut down.
I shut down.
Oh, did you?
No. I not that I didn't want to show tears, but I said I just didn't want to hear.
Just awful
disease. Did the father one too? Did you shut down there
a
too?
Bit.
Yeah, I figured you did.
I shut down on those, so.
Well, so then, those emotions.
Then technically, those emotions, if you think about it. So those are, you might not have cried, but you did show emotions to the point where you didn't want to fully
I don't think there was.
I think that would be emotion.
So I didn't like ball like tears coming down, but there was definitely, I had Kleenex every time I wiped my eyes. So I think there wasn't a single one that I was not emotionally attached to.
I mean,
I like I said, I focused on all but two of them,
mm-hmm.
but I just, you know, there were just a couple of them. I said, I'm too soon. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think that's emotion. I feel that's your way of showing emotion. So I think to respond to the listener that you did show emotion for those two.
All right, I did show emotion.
So ha, that's my rationalize.
And like I said, when you see Nick Lachey crying because he can't take care of his child,
yeah,
that was heartbreaking.
As a parent, you it is frustrating when your child is sick or something like that. You can't make it better.
And then you want to be in their shoes, but you can't.
No, yeah. You just want to make sure that they everything is. next up, we have comments from last week's episode. This one's from Tammy. Heather asked for a comment. I wish I could agree with her because she's one of my favorite podcasters. But I completely agree with her regarding the dance themes. The dance is what it's. But I can't completely agree with her regarding the dance themes. So I guess she's agreeing with me.
What did you
read that right? I don't think you read that right.
Yeah. She said, I wish I could agree with her because she's one of my favorite podcasters, but but I can't completely agree with her regarding the dance themes. The dance is what it's supposed to be. That's what the judge said. If they want to go by the themes, then they should have freestyle every week. If they don't want to go by the themes, you move the thing further away, so it's harder for me to see. The pros know the dance, and that's part of the creativity should be incorporated into the theme of the dance. With that said, a little flexibility to keep it interesting is also appreciated. So basically, I think they're agreeing with me. Tammy's agreeing with me. So, and Jack says, so the judge, Jack is right.
You just said afterwards, well, I don't want to say you're right.
Well, I don't want to say you're right, but I will say you're entitled to your opinion, but I was right. But you're saying Terrell's name wrong. It rhymes with Cheryl. Terrell and Cheryl.
Oh, I'm saying it wrong. I said Terrell, but it isn't Terrell.
Jack came back with, I'll take that as I am right. Tammy rolls eyes. You want to read the next one? I can't see it.
Okay. She also commented and said, I was cite where I copied this from, but I don't remember. It's shocking moves. Chmurkowski skipped his week 3 performance with Lachey, citing a personal issue, but fans read into this absence, and a source told People of the two. There's a big chemistry issue. They both have big personalities, and that's not always the best recipe for a good partnership. While the former Total Request Live host has called the Ukrainian dancer the best coach, the source added, they've been fighting a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if Max doesn't return as her partner for the rest of the season. However, Chmurkowski apologized 2 days later and promised to be back in the ballroom for week 4.
All right.
And then she also said,
oh,
there's more. I love having you all back on the podcast. Really enjoyed it at the end when Heather reminded you all that you were still on the podcast. She made me laugh.
Well, here's the thing. Let me tell you something real quick. All right, Heather, you're funny. So real quick.
Looking.
So you probably didn't notice it, but I always pick up little tidbits. So when Nick was at the bottom two and he was then saved, you saw Vanessa go over to kind of console him and you see Max pull her away. and try to get him to stand with her, him.
Saying that you're not.
So I'm just thinking maybe the conflict is also the being the way she, maybe he feels that she babies her husband or something. Or because I always see him kind of like trying to pull him away from the husband and stuff like that.
Well, they're supposed to stay with their partners. So, like, you're supposed to stand there with your partners, and then after
well, he's also trying to win. He doesn't want sympathy going to Nick.
Ah, right? Yeah, good
wife,
point.
I mean, that's
Peter. I think what they... I didn't like the idea of them pairing up, like, married couples, like Peter with the Nick and then Max with Vanessa. I didn't like that because I didn't think it was going to play out well. And then I felt bad because, well, at the very end after that, I think Nick was saved.
Yes.
Nick and Vanessa were together, and then Peeta and Max was with together.
Right.
Well, Max is obviously competitive.
He's very competitive.
Yeah.
And so he's like, and if you go from a strategy standpoint, you don't want the audience to see that, oh, I got to feel sorry for Nick. No, we're in here to make our, you know, that's his reputation.
Good point.
He wants to go as far as he can. He has a good dancer. She's
right.
She could possibly win it.
I don't think it's one of his top. I mean, Meryl was a much better.
I'm saying, but
yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But he could
has
win
potential.
It, and he wants to go as far as he can. And why would you? It's all part of, you know, like you said, you noticed. I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
That she tried to go there and he pulled her back. Said no.
Right. Right. I just noticed that. I don't know. I just would have thought that they would have, because I know they've shown it before, the backstory. Like, there's been other stories where other personalities and Max didn't get along, right?
But Max but if he did leave because of it, they don't want to show that.
True.
I think they might have big personality differences. I mean, because I think Vanessa is very high energy and Max is very straight to the point. He wants to get
he's no nonsense.
Yeah, like you said, like, he's there to do a job. And those pros always say they put their whole entire 3 months, this whole show is, into those celebrities. They go to lunch together. They are with them almost 24/7. So when you're invested into somebody, and it might seem like maybe she's not fully invested in because she's more worried about her husband, which is fine. That's your husband. But you have to be dedicated in the process and into the show. If you're not showing full dedication, and maybe that's what they're butting heads on, that she's not fully into it yet because she's still
concerned about
her husband.
Where Misha, a few years ago, Barton, where she... I forget who her partner was. Was it Artem?
I think it was Artem.
Artem, and you could just tell. Yeah. It was like he was just... I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
There's no way I could do this for 3 months because she was just not cooperative. It wasn't something that she was into doing. I mean, it's where you feel sad for one of these pros because they're all doing a great job and they're all working hard and they all want to win.
Yeah.
Because it's their reputation. If they go out first, it's like...
Like poor Keo.
Keo
always goes out first.
He does, doesn't he?
And he didn't have a chance.
No.
Well, they keep putting him with the older... generation, and I just like it.
But that could be that he hasn't showcased. I mean, you have those people that have been on the show forever, like Mark, Val, Max, and those other pro dancers, Sharna. They have them, so they've created the credibility of that they could deserve any of the top names. I mean, for a while, even Val and Max and those and Mark, they had the bottom of the barrel celebrities. They didn't have those people that were going to be contenders. So I think you have to kind of do your a couple weeks of. Is what I'm doing until you can build up that resume. I mean, that's
how
I take it as.
Yeah, I see your point.
You got to show your worth, I guess, or take your lumps or whatever the saying is.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, it was Nick and Peeta and Sharna and Derek at the bottom, and we had to wait a few minutes before they finally announced that
it was.
That is
so, like, dreadful.
I hate that part. I fast-forwarded.
Being that celebrity or being that pro, just sitting there, just waiting.
At this point, do we need to do this?
No. But it keeps the drama effect.
Here's an idea. Just announce who they have, and then that way when they're talking at the end, they're not rushed.
Right.
We say this all the time.
There's actually you can figure out who's actually gets cut off on TV if you watch it. They pan to the last person. So, you know, they pan to each person back and forth. Whoever they show last on the camera is who gets voted off.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, Stephen pointed it out one day because he was watching with me. He was like, they always show the last person on the camera a little longer.
I'm going to watch that next week.
It was Sharna and Derek. They went home. You had called it pretty much.
Yeah, I said that. I didn't think he was going to. Him or Nick. And then this is the second time Nick's been in the bottom, too, again.
He'll probably be gone next week.
Yeah.
So let's make him a prediction.
Because I predicted it was him.
Yeah, so you're going to say?
I'm going to say Nick.
Nick, I think he's next, which I'm curious how that's going to affect Vanessa. That could really mess her up, you know?
Might help her, though. She can focus more
on herself.
Herself and not worry about Nick.
I wouldn't want to be in a competition against my husband. Absolutely
not. I didn't understand that process.
No, I don't like it. I don't think it's healthy, especially in the TV industry or the acting industry, that's where a lot of couples don't make it because they don't, they have difficult, because let's face it, to be an actor, you have to have, even though someone's shy, you still have to have somewhat of an ego to be able to go out there constantly and be rejected. Yep. I couldn't do that over again. No. I couldn't do it. Even though I love to talk, I couldn't be a salesperson because I couldn't be rejected. That would drive me crazy. So I just can't, I just don't think it's healthy.
Yeah, the rejection part is, because I remember we, Jay and I talked to Patrick Labateau, and he was talking about the audition process. And he goes, and you know, even though he's been in Little House Prairie, JAG, and all these other things, lots of movies, he still had to go audition, and he would get rejected. And I go, that's just part of the deal.
Yeah, I couldn't.
So
do
you
it.
Have to have. I think you have to have the to be a successful actor. You have to have the ability to go
backbone.
I mean, just
well, successful actors. I think by that stage, they probably don't get rejected as much.
But I think
he's more of a character actor.
But I think to get to that point, you know,
right?
That how many actors actually people think, oh, it's an overnight success? Well, no,
not many
overnight success. Right. They worked. You know, like you look at act. You know, on the line. Well, they. Wow,
George
guy,
Clooney's an example. Yeah. I mean, he was wandering for a while, wasn't he? Before
he got to ER. Well, he was in a lot of shows. He was in Facts of Life and Roseanne and other shows. But then he got ER and boom,
that was it.
He skyrocketed. But I just think it's, you know, we just look at these guys and go, their number, they have it easy. But no, it's not. It's a lot of hard work.
Right.
But anyway, I'm gonna say Sasha goes home.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why. Having this feeling that
she's never been in the bottom up there.
Okay, who do you think is going to be your bottom two, though, next week?
I think it's Terrell and Nick.
Terrell and Cheryl?
Terrell, yeah, and Nick.
Who's your pick to win it at this point?
I can't choose that yet.
We chose our top five, I think, last week.
Yeah, we did. I'm still sticking with my top five. I don't think that's changed.
I think right now Jordan is the guy to beat.
He's the guy.
Jordan or Lindsay.
Yeah, those two are the ones to beat, I think.
Or Victoria. Wait, did I even say Victoria?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I still think it's Lindsay. The girl would be Lindsay, and the guy would be Jordan.
You should have our listeners put down their comments of what their top fives are.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, you guys.
Boom, idea.
Put it in the comment section. Your top five.
Or call us.
Or you call us at 385-309-0311. Calling time, it's 385-309-0311, and we recorded today on Tuesday. That was just a fluke, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I'm working tonight, and I don't usually work nights, so yeah, it worked out good. And you have today off.
I have today off.
And Heather's
on. Tracked out.
And she's tracked out.
So we'll be back to Wednesday next week, so you have plenty of time. But also, if you want to just do it in the comment section, you can do it there.
Who
but
are your top five
top
are?
Top five, and who do you think, well, I guess you already know at that point who's going home.
Yeah, we just want to know who your top five is.
Top five and who you think is going to win it.
Yes.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you enjoy this show and other shows like this, like the broadcast, Married Man Show, Owner Brews Barbecue, Stranger Things, we're doing a Stranger Things podcast, the Ramblecast, and much, much more, go to jandjack.com.
Survivor, did you say Survivor?
Survivor. Ah, there's tons of podcasts on the network. Walking Dead's coming back here soon. Go on jandjack.com, and you can see a whole list of all the shows there. If you'd like to help support this show, go become a patron. Go to patreon.com/jandjack, or just go on jandjack.com. Little button says, become a patron if you like what the judge does.
Also, did you know that?
You lost your name. You cannot use that title
anymore.
And
also the Amazon one, because right now, if you like, you want to get an Amazon product, just so you know, Alexa's show is $30 off. I just saw that today. So normally it's $229. It's $199. And
so
I
Alexa?
Alexa show, you know the one we have downstairs. We have the Alexa show.
Oh, that's where it shows.
It's
got screen with that.
Actually, I like it just because it plays music
and it
lets
shows
you know
the words,
and you go, "Oh,
that's the name." Yes, but they're on sale right now. All their products, and we use them, and we love them.
Alexa, even though it's at times we don't get along, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of times. Sometimes she's Vanessa, and I'm Max. I'm not gonna lie, but. It's still a great product.
But we have a lot of things we've switched over to, which has really been a fun thing.
Yeah, we become high tech.
For us?
To be.
But someone can no longer buy on Amazon.com.
I can. I've been cut off.
Finally.
Finally, I've been cut off.
How many bedspreads have you gotten in the past year?
So,
four.
Fellow podcasters, I'm sorry. You're going to see a cut in pay. listeners, if you have a friend that likes Dancing with the Stars, say, hey, I listen to this podcast. with someone named the Judge, Heather, and Cindy.
You lost the
listen
title.
To it. They're great. Well, the judges, the other two are old. He carries them. But just
I carry you.
Does your dad not look like Bozo the Clown today? He needs a haircut so
I
bad.
I carry you because, one, you can't say contemporary. Two, you get mixed up with Max's name and Mark's name. You can't read your own handwriting, so I had to save you multiple times. So technically,
and he needs who
carries the show?
And
we're, moi.
And then he needs reading glasses because he can't read.
I gotta
sit in front of the little portable air conditioner because I'm sweating like a mofo. So anyway, you're the star, Heather. We'll give you the star.
You guys are just falling apart.
People go, hey, Jack.
You're lucky I saved you.
Because my back is really bad. They said, Jack, how'd you hurt your back? Well, carrying people on podcasts. That's how I did it. All right, guys, that's it.
You're ridiculous.
From the judge.
Do you have any people you want to thank?
Oh.
See, another thing we're carrying the show today, Heather.
Gosh, you're horrible today. You're fired.
Not only that, thank you. Not only that, we thank all our patrons.
All our patrons. Thank you so much.
But Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, Molly Millennial, and Ed, the letter carrier.
He still hasn't answered us about our socks.
I don't think he listens.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I'll call him out this week.
Okay.
Ed, we need to know about the socks.
Yes.
Do you get them on Amazon or do you not get them on Amazon? But don't tell Cindy because she's been cut off.
Yes.
All right, guys. The judge says, hasta luego.
You're so annoying.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Farewell.